Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
Why? I have no clue. It took them 6.5 hours to get it fixed. So I'm here now, and we're going to have just as much fun. It's just a different day, a different time, but it's still just as hot. But I have internet. So, hey, I'm doing good. This is Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, where we know how to TCB, and we are going to get down to it. It is fantastic. To start us off, I do have a request, and it's a special request for a gal who lost a friend, and she asked to hear this. So, Rebecca, this is for you, honey. Into the Mystic by Van Morrison.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonny boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the mystic. when that foghorn blew. You know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
To the Mystic with Van Morrison. That's a nice song. That really is. It gets you thinking a little bit. Well, we're going to keep this request thing rolling along. Here's one that Brandon asked for. Sam and Dave doing Hold On, I'm Coming. Did that get your juices flowing? Did that get your cells a-jumping and your feet a-skinning across the floor and your body just a-bopping and your shoulders just a-shaking? If it didn't, you died. And somebody should let you know that. But anyway, and I was thinking, they were singing that song. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyway. It depends on how you spell that as to what they're actually saying, you know? You could really do something at a party with that. But, okay, that's all I'm going to say. We're going to go with Conway Twitty. And, hey, guys, I can't help it. It's just me. What can I say? Conway Twitty is going to keep the thought rolling with Love to Lay You Down.
saying what I wanna say to you. There's songs and poems and promises and dreams that might come true. But I won't talk of starry skies or moonlight on the ground. I'll come right out and tell you I'd just love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. There's so many ways your sweet love's made this house into a home. You've got a way of doing little things that turn me on. Like standing in the kitchen in your faded cotton gown. With your hair all up in curlers, I still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I love to lay you down. When a whole lot of Decembers are showing in your face, your auburn hair has faded and silver takes its place. You'll be just as lovely and I'll still be around. And if I can, I know that I'd still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around.
All right. He said what we were all thinking. So, and maybe sometimes we all would like to do, depending on who we're with. You never can say, right? Hey, well, you probably can, but maybe you shouldn't sometimes. And maybe you should sometimes. Sometimes that's all it needs. It's just a little nudge. And, oh, the sparks will fly. Honey, those sparks will fly. So let's do another request. And this request was sent by John, and it's Cliff Richard. I don't know if y'all remember Cliff Richard or not, but he was around for a while, and he's pretty darn good. So let's listen to Cliff Richard singing "The Minute You're Gone."
The minute you're gone, I cry. The minute you're gone, I die. Before you walk out of sight, I'm like a child all alone at night. I stare into emptiness. I'm filled with such loneliness. The world goes from right to wrong. The minute you're gone, the minute you're gone, I see how lonely a man I'd be. My life would be over. I couldn't be with you.
The minute you're gone, I pray.
The minute you're gone, I say, please don't stay away too long. The minute you're gone.
Minutes later, not the day after, but the minute you're gone, the whole world turns gray and nothing seems right. We've all been there. We don't like it, but it's part of being human. It happens to us all at one time or another, and it sucks. So there, I said it. Okay. I have another request, and this one was made anonymously. So, but it's such a good song. Yes. And anonymous is okay, guys. Anonymous is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. So this is a request, and it's called Make the World Go Away by Elvis.
Thank you. make you want to go, oh, yeah, I will, I will, I will. Give me a chance, I will. you just want to jump right in there and save him, don't you, Shauna?
Hold on, I'm coming.
There you go, there you go. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it goes hand in hand, part and parcel, and it all works together. And then, of course, Conway jumps in there with Love to Lay You Down. I mean,
oh, yeah,
you know,
very
hey.
Subliminal messaging there today, Jenny.
Yeah. You don't know where my mind is, do you?
Could it possibly be in the gutter just a little? Because mine went straight down there, too.
Yeah, hey, you know, and the gutters are nice and dry, so you don't get all muddy today. So, you know, hey, I think it works.
If it works. Oh, it's been a while, Jenny. I'm glad I could call.
So am I. It has been a while. And mm-hmm. I was gonna call your show last night, and I woke up, it was 9:15, and I went, oh my gosh, I missed the whole thing. What happened?
Oh, it's okay. You would have laughed your butt off. We had such a good time.
I bet, and I'm going to listen to it later. You know, it's just, I wanted to call in because it's been so long, and I knew I would be home in time, but being home isn't always the last step, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Didn't fly.
It so happens we work for the same network, the best network, but sometimes we just can't get together. Real life gets in the way. It's understandable.
I know. I'm real tired of real life, though. I'm going to have some fun.
Yeah, after a while, you're going to take a rest, and you're going to want to make up your own type of life after everything settles down.
Or go to sleep. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you'll probably sleep for, like, a year.
Oh, my goodness. I hope not that long.
But then again, it's good when we do get together, so I appreciate you. You know I do.
But, you know, about the only thing you really need sometimes is to change jobs.
I have heard that, yes, yes.
Yeah.
If you don't like your job, there's other jobs out there. Not
well,
only easy to get, though, but, you know, it is out there.
I know there are a lot of people looking for jobs that do have difficulty getting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's never been my problem. The last 3 times I've looked for jobs, I've gotten them in 1 day. So it's not a problem for me. I really can't. I don't know why. I can't give anybody any pointers. I can't let you know what
you
to
have
do
all
because
this experience in the radio biz, you know, and I'm just cutting through the tape and putting in my dues. You know, I would love to be on FM radio. That would be a major thing. It would be cool.
Well, it depends on what you're doing, honey. It depends on what you're doing. I'm scheduling commercials now and making logs. That's, you know, what's so fun about that. But anyway.
You're the paper worker and the money smashers and stuff like that. You don't want that. You want to be
no.
the DJ on the radio. That would be cool.
That would be fun, yes. But not. So, hey, you know.
Hey, we are too. We have our own network. People can listen around the world, girl. Eventually, somebody out there is going to pin out and go, oh, those girls are crazy. We need to get them on FM radio. We'll be great.
And it should take them about 2 minutes to figure that out. If it takes them longer than that, they're not really listening.
Like, hurry up. Hurry up. Find us.
Yeah.
We'll get it done. And the crazier we are, the better, girl. No big deal for me.
Exactly. I got no problem doing that. I'm just naturally that way. So it's not difficult for me. Okay, let's play another song. Let's go with Chris Montez singing Let's Dance. So you can get up off your chair, girl, and head for it.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, three.
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? Say that you'll let me have that dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Put the question of the message on through. Hey,
Now, that just had to get your cells a-humming. Get your blood a-bubbling. Oh, no, that's dangerous. Don't do that.
No, but it sure got my legs, feet, arms, and everything else going.
Good, because mine too. I swear I'm going to have to get a new chair if I change jobs. That's going to, which, by the way, may be happening in the next very few weeks. So,
well, my fingers for you, sweetheart.
Can you imagine? Not just, okay, you know me, you know my personality. Everybody that's listening knows my personality. Can you imagine me being the front desk clerk at a hotel? That's going to be a trip.
Actually, it would probably be quite hilarious checking in with you.
I want to make your stay fun. Not too
fun.
Oh,
boy,
fun.
Where's the clown noses? Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've got the marker here. It's washable, but we have to put this face on first. Yeah, might not get away with that, but, you know, hey, what the hey. It works. Okay, you all know Kenny Rogers, right? Or you know of Kenny Rogers. I mean, how can you not?
Yeah.
Did you realize?
Okay.
Now, I know you might be too young to know this, but it was my era back in the 60s. When Kenny Rogers started, he was the lead singer for a band called The First Edition. And it's really interesting because you look at pictures of him, and then he had a beard. It was a short beard, but he had a beard and a mustache, and you go, and long, dark hair. And it's like, really?
Yeah, he kind of looked more like...
Really?
He looked like Bob Seger did.
he had
brown hair and everything.
Yeah.
No white hair, no white beard. All young.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so I was, you know, browsing through, picking out music for the show, and I saw this song by The First Edition, and it just clicked in my mind because my ex-husband was, when I met him, was in a band called Revised Edition. And that was the takeoff from The First Edition. That was the thing in the 60s. If you could play something, you were in a band. But they were really pretty decent, actually. Parents got in the way, but whatever. Anyway, water under the bridge, ancient history. But we are going to hear a song by The First Edition. So listen to this voice, and you'll recognize. This called Just Dropped In.
Yeah. What condition? My condition was in. I woke up this morning with the sun down, shining in. Found my mind in a brown paper bag.
Oh, did inside. Ha! I had my foot on the gas and I let the road through her house my time. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got to bed. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere.
I think I was 14 when that first became popular. So that is 64, 65. So it was actually mid-60s, and it didn't take them very long to get very, very popular. I mean, you could see him on TV, and you heard him on the radio all the time. And of course, he went on from there. He just took that popularity, and when the band broke up, he kept on going. So,
And when I was little, like young, very young, probably about 4 or 5, he was doing so many things with Dolly Parton by that time. It was just, people thought they were together. They did so much.
Yes.
But they weren't.
Yes.
But yeah, Kenny, I enjoyed his gambler movies too. Kenny had successful career, that's for sure.
Well, he's got the charisma that surrounds that persona, and yet he keeps his personal life very private. And I think that was his success, is that he didn't really mix the two, and so people just saw the persona that he put forth. They saw the movie star, they saw the performer, the singer, and he was so good at it. He put his personality into it, but he kept it completely separate from his private life. And he was even on like Hee Haw a couple of times. Now, one of his wives was on Hee Haw. She was a regular on Hee Haw. I don't remember her name. But yeah, he just, all of this stuff just keeps snowballing. You can tell how long I've been around.
Well, he's had a very, very interesting, talented, and his career is just, it's still going. I mean, he's still doing live shows every once in a while. You can't really, he doesn't quite look the same anymore. He had so much plastic surgery like 10 years ago, it's hard to recognize him.
Yes. But if you look at the hair, you know, the hair is still there. So
the hair and the beard, yes. The face is a little bit different.
The voice is still there. The face is different. It's kind of stretched, but, you know, the voice is still there.
If you can't afford it and it's tastefully done, go do it.
Yes. I mean, why not? You know, if it's going to make you feel good, if it's going to make you feel good and it's what you want to do it.
Don't go to Mexico and get it done like PP did because...
No, you don't want to do that. And don't go to Belgium or Yugoslavia or someplace like that. Just, you know, be careful. If you're going to do it, be careful.
Try to keep it in the United States. Very tastefully, do that. If you have money, do it.
Well,
but, you know, I do like Candy. That's a good song. Jerry Lee Lewis also did that song.
Yes, he did. But I learned it when I was 14 from the first edition doing it on the radio. That's the first time I heard it. So I know Jerry Lee did it, but it just, when you learn a different version from a different style, it's hard to get into the Jerry Lee Lewis. So.
I know. The one that Kenny does with the first edition, they have it a little bit more heavier. It's more rock.
Yes.
When Jerry does it, it's more like a, you know, rockabilly type
Yes,
sound.
Exactly. And the 60s, when you're a teenager in the 60s, it's all about rock and roll. It's mm-hmm. all about rock. And you listen to the pop station, well, what we call pop stations now, they were rock stations back then. And that's what you learn. That's the version you go with. That's what's familiar to you for life. And even if you hear another version, yeah, that's good, but what I heard is better. So that's kind of how I am with that song. So that's...
Yeah, there's a few covers of many songs. I'm the same way,
yes.
girl.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, everybody is. Everybody is. That's just how it rolls. I have one now that was a request. John requested this song. And when I first started, I heard this, I believe that was in the 60s or the early 70s. It was a movie that came out called Exodus. And, Exodus. And this is the song from Exodus. And it starred Paul Newman. He was the big star in the movie. So it had to be before he died, right? And before he was a race car driver and all that other good stuff that he did. But I heard the voice singing this. And I went, I know that voice. And I was like halfway through the song before it dawned on me who it was. And it was one of my favorite singers when I was a teenager and in my 20s. It's not a rock star. It's not anything like that. He did have a TV series, a musical. See if you guys can recognize. I don't know how familiar you are with this singer, but see if you can recognize this voice. And I'll ask you after it's over. This is the song Exodus from the movie Exodus.
Land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me. And walk this lovely land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be. Until I...
Did anybody recognize whose voice that was? The quality of his voice is just wonderful. It doesn't sound like anybody else's. It's Andy Williams. And if you ever get a chance to see that movie, do so. It's a wonderful movie. If that song has got to stir you from inside, it just has to make you want to help somebody or do something big and important. And that's what it was supposed to do. That's what they did. So it's a good song. It's a good movie. Go for it, guys. Just go for it. All right. Now to just change us over again, we have Leonard Skinner. And Leonard Skinner is going to say, "Give me 3 steps. Mister. Don't ever get in that situation. You won't like it. Don't do that. Don't do it. Where we're going now is we are going to another request. I don't want to miss these, so it's about time that I just finished up with the requests, and they're all good songs, so let's roll with it. We've got J.J. Jackson, and he's going to be singing, But It's All Right, and that's a request from Brandon. Gotta love stuff like that because it just feels good to hear it. I love it. Thank you, Brandon, for sending that in. That was nice stuff. Now it's time for an Elvis song, just because I want to. And this is Elvis singing Dirty, Dirty Feeling.
I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feeling going on. You know I almost hit the ceiling when I woke up and you were gone. I took you in when you were hungry, and now you're cutting out on me. I'm gonna help you, little darling. That ain't the way it's gonna be. I hear you're pretty good at running, but pretty soon when I'll drag you home with me, girl. I'm gonna chain you to the wall. I
I guess today is just suggestive song day, isn't it? And then whatever falls out of Jenny's mouth goes along with it, right? Yeah, that's okay. We don't mind. It's fine because it's fun. And we like it like that, don't we? I do. And since I'm running the show, that's how it is. Good deal. All right. Elvis was such a good performer. I mean, come on, guys. You got to admit it. And he did an opening that was dynamite. And part of that opening was by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, which is something else I learned in the 60s. And the song, of course, is C.C. Ryder. And you got to love it. I mean, why else would it be the opening? And so many ETAs use it as well because it's just good, guys. It's just, no, it's great. So here we are, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels doing C.C. Ryder. Quadriplegic, and you couldn't be still. Your eyes would be bopping, or your head would be rolling. What? You couldn't be still. It's just not possible when that comes.
It just isn't. You can't do it. So there's my opinion in anyway. Okay, what I'm going to do now is try to find the song I'm looking for, right?
Okay.
Yes, it's up the other way. Alphabetical, Jen, alphabetical. See, when songs like that come on, you forget and your brain just goes scrambles and wow, I love it. It's fantastic. Relive the 60s and just the hours that you would play the music and dance, even if it was just in the living room with your sisters, which most of the time it was, but it's just fun music. It just gets into your soul and stirs you and makes you gotta move. And that's, well, you know, hey, it's what E said once. If you got the music in you, you can't help but move. And that is the truth. Honest to God, that's the truth. All right, I have another request. And this one will give you a chance to slow down and breathe for a minute, which is always a good thing because you need oxygen, right? Freddie Fender singing Before the Next Teardrop Falls. And John asked for this one. Enjoy.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quieres de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar. Y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me, by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Okay, now that we're all crying in our beer or iced tea, coffee, whatever we're crying in, we're all crying in it. And that's all right, because you got to cry to know what being happy feels like. And you can cry when you're happy. That just floored me first time that happened. That was weird. I've got one more request. Well, two more requests. But this is the next one. It's right in line. That's why I'm playing it now. It's also from John. And it's Patsy Cline. And Patsy Cline is, this is a song you don't hear very often. It's not one of the most popular songs, but boy, it makes you think. It really does. If you've ever lost someone, and then the next one is really good, but there's just
there's just something in your heart that won't let you make that step? Yeah. Patsy Cline doing Why Can't He Be You?
He takes me to the places you and I used to go. He tells me over and over that he loves me so. He gives me love that I never why can't he be you? He never fails to call and tell me I'm on his mind, and I'm lucky to have such a guy. I hear it all the time, and he does all the things that you would never do. He loves me too, his love is true. Why can't he be you? He's not the one who dominates my mind and soul. And I should love him so, 'cause he loves me, I know. But if kisses leave me cold, he sends me just to prove his love. And my friends say, when he's around, I'm all he speaks of. And he does all the things that
position of why can't this person be that person? But if you do that, you're just letting yourself in for heartbreak that never heals. And maybe sometimes that's just how it has to be. Hard to say. Each person has to walk that road themselves and figure it out themselves. Nobody can tell them what's right for them and what they should do and how they should feel. You got to do it yourself. And sometimes you're going to love that one person forever and ever, no matter what happens. That's just how it works sometimes. But you know, love is always good. It don't matter. Love is always good. Whatever form that love takes, as long as it's love, it's good. It's always good. Just remember that. All right, Tommy Rowe. I don't know how many of you even ever heard of Tommy Rowe. He was not prolific, but the few songs he did were pretty good for a 14-year-old girl.
I mean, you know, hey, it is what it is, right? Teeny boppers, groupies, bubblegum guild, anyway, all of those 1960s sayings, phrases that meant teenage girls that went gaga over music or the guys that sang it. So here's Tommy Rowe singing Dizzy. Yes. Speaking of flowing, if you guys have not seen that YouTube video that goes with the McCoys singing Hang On Sloopy, you have got to watch it, because that chick can move it, and it's fascinating. It's totally fascinating. You've got to see that. Anyway, this is the McCoys singing Hang On Sloopy.
Hang on, Sloopy, Sloopy, hang on.
one song. If you want to shake it, that is one song you can sure shake it to. And yeah, I was. It's just, you can't resist it. You just simply cannot resist it. And that's from me to you. You have to know that it's irresistible. And I'm not saying what's irresistible either, just that it's irresistible. Okay? All right. Next song is another request from Brandon. I had a lot of requests this week, and I loved it. It was fantastic. You guys just send the requests because it is so much fun. It is such a variety that I get, and it just makes things great. This is a song by Arthur Conley, and it's called Sweet Soul Music. Thank you, Brandon.
Do you like good music?
Rockin' bones in your body, they are just having the time of their life right now. And it's good stuff. There's so much good stuff in this world. And how many things are flying through your mind right now when I said that, huh? Oh, yeah. Let the music speak to you. And maybe don't let everything going through your mind fall out of your mouth. That might not be real good. I mean, I'm here by myself, so I can do it. But, I mean, yeah, you know, you might want to think about it. Or not, depends on how much fun you want to have, or much trouble you want to get into, or whatever. Never mind, I'm going to stop now. Patti Loveless. I know you guys know who Patti Loveless is. How can you not, right? And Patti Loveless did a song that is really kind of awesome. I like it. It's just good. So Patti Loveless doing Chains, Shackles. All right. Chains, shackles, and chains. And you know what? We all love those kinds of chains. We really do. The only part that's not good is that you don't belong to me, but I belong to you. But you know what? Sometimes even that's good. You got to go with the flow. Whatever happens, if your heart is in it and love is part of it, it's all okay. That's how it works. And right now, I'm going to say thank you to everybody that's been hanging out with me here today. I've got a lot of my friends are here. A lot of the network guys are here. It's great. It's fantastic. And thank you, Shauna, for calling in. And thank you, Tanya, for the graphics. It's absolutely great. You do beautiful work, girl. And I've seen some of the new schedules for the network. They're fantastic. Thank you so much for your talent and your willingness to use it. That's great. And thank you all the guys out there listening, my friends, my family, because you're very important to me. And knowing you're out there makes it feel like you're with me. And I miss y'all, and I'll see you again hopefully very soon. Love you. Love all my friends. Thank you guys for listening and being with me and talking during the show. I love that. And right now, I am going to play a beautiful, beautiful song by Elvis. And it's going to kind of help you calm down a little bit so you don't go wild out into the world and people wonder what you're on. That might not be such a good thing. This is Elvis doing "And I Love You So." And just remember, I love you.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. Shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around, and you love me too. Your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief. Once the page is read, all but love is dead. This is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. Shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let let me down. Now that you're around,
everybody, have a good night, a great evening, and a fantastic afternoon. And I'll see y'all again next Saturday. I think I'm going to switch this show to a Saturday. It feels good. It feels great. It feels like it ought to be that way. So, see y'all later. Have a fantastic one and enjoy. Remember, the world is full of love. Add your little portion.